Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're talking this week and next about this word found in both the Old and New Testament, burden or burdens. If you are like me and everyone else I've ever met, that means you carry some burden, some weight, and a load that weighs you down. I have asked you to consider what your burdens are. I hope you've done that or will do it. I have found that writing my burdens down has been helpful for me, kind of getting them out in front of me so I can give them to God, who promises to carry them for me. Last time we read this promise of God, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation." That sweet promise is found in Psalm 68 and verse 19. When we read the Bible, we quickly notice that we are not the first people to carry heavy burdens. And to the Christians within the sound of my voice, we should never assume or buy the bad teaching that once we learn to trust Christ, we will never again carry any burdens. Being Christian does not mean an easy, burden-free living. It does not. To prove this to you, I want to take a text from the Old Testament and study it briefly today and tomorrow. Then next week, we will move over to the New Testament and take a look at a second passage that deals with God's people aching under some burdens. I'm thinking now of the book of Exodus at chapter 6. I'll read the passage for you in a minute, but first let's set this in context. The Israelites, God's people, are slaves under the oppressive rule of the Egyptian Pharaoh. This is obviously a big burden for them. And at this stage in the true story, Moses, the God-appointed leader of the Israelites, has been confronting Pharaoh. It is not going well. And at the very end of Exodus chapter 5, Moses prays and listen to what he says to God. "Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all." That was Exodus 5, verse 23, and that sounds to me like a prayer we would pray to God when we are tired of carrying around in our hearts some burden. We have prayed previously to the Lord about it, and we have even persisted in addressing what lies at the center of the burden. In this case, Moses' burden was the Pharaoh, but God does not seem to be lifting our burden from us. Maybe this has been the case with your particular burden that I've asked you to remember. So you're discouraged. Maybe even a tad ticked off at God. How is it that if he promises to daily bear our burdens, that he is not lifting the weight off of you right now? At times, you even feel crushed, and you question if God hears you and if he is near. I understand. I can relate to this. This is a common dilemma for Christians. Our faith gets tested. Likewise, Moses' faith was again being tested by God. But drop down with me to Exodus chapter 6. Guess what? The Lord answers Moses' prayer. I'll just have time to read this to you and make a brief comment, but we will come back to this next time. Exodus 6, verse 1, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh.'" Verse 6, "Say therefore to the sons of Israel, 'I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you.'" Notice God recognizes their burdens. God does know about your burden. So let this encourage you, and then join me for more tomorrow on the Friday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.